Good afternoon. It's 12:12. You're listening to Classical Music on West Virginia Public Broadcasting, and we have some really special guests here in the studio with us. We have the Montclair String Quartet. Well, actually, we have half of them, and those members are Bernard DiGregorio and Anton Shelipov. And we also have the Dean of Arts and Humanities of West Virginia State University, Scott Woodard, here with us. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
So, Bernard, do you want to talk a little bit about what's coming up tonight and this weekend with
the Montclair?
Yes, great.
Well, the Montclair String Quartet is being joined by a pianist friend of ours and the wife of Christian Fatu, our second violinist. We have our first performance as our resident string quartet at West Virginia State University at 7:30 tonight out at State and Institute. And coming this Sunday at 3 o'clock, we have our series at the University of Charleston at the Irma Bird Gallery.
Great. And what sort of stuff are you playing this time around?
Okay, well, Anton and I, you want to say?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. The title of this program is 2 + 3 = 5. And without, you know, hanging our audience too much, we're starting with a duet. Me and Bernard will be playing Handel Halvorsen Passacaglia for violin and viola. And then Christian and Andrea and Victoria Fatu will be playing Shostakovich trio. And then the second half, we will be playing a quintet. That's why 2 + 3 = 5.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, that's great. And so you all are going to play a little bit for us today. Is that right?
Yes, we would like to give you a sneak peek of our Passacaglia.
Okay, and this is the Johann Halvorsen.
That's right.
Passacaglia for violin and viola after J.F. Handel's harpsichord suite number 7 in G minor. Well, let's let you go ahead and get right into it and take her away.
Great.
Thank you.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank Clap. I'm sure our audience out there is seriously enjoying that. So that was Johann Halvorsen's Passacaglia for violin and viola after Johann Friedrich Handel's Harpsichord Suite number 7 in G minor. Let's just talk, you know, just a little bit about that piece. You know, what, Bernard, do you know, could you tell us what a Passacaglia is?
Well, a Passacaglia has a theme and I guess the ground bass, which means that happens the whole piece. Matter of fact, there's the same analyzation, if you want to call it, without getting too technical on the radio. It's the same thing for every phrase, but this theme just keeps getting more and more varied and exciting and different, slow down and everything else. But sometimes it just changes from major to minor, but pretty much it just means it's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, right. And there's all sorts of different cool effects. I heard some, you know, sort of these wiry sounds. Do you want to explain that a little bit?
Right, that's a sound that we get as string players called ponticello. Mm. Is when we play very close to the bridge.
Okay.
And it gets that metallic-y wire sound. And along with that, we tremolo with the bow, where we don't draw the bow across the string. We just very quickly
vibrate it
back and forth.
Shake, yes. Like a trimmer. right, yeah, and there's all sorts of fast notes and these great trade-offs between you two.
Yeah, this is a great piece. Great to
go. It's a pretty famous show-off piece for big artists such as Zuckerman, Perlman. They often play it after they just performed a Mozart concertante for violin and viola. So that's kind of an encore piece.
Yeah.
We decided to start our season off with an encore.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're coming back with some new vigor. And I know that West Virginia State University is having a great partnership with you all, and we brought on Scott Woodard, the Dean of the College of Arts and Humanities, here to talk about this new partnership. You want to describe this a little bit, Dr. Woodard?
Sure. First, Matt, let me say thank you for this opportunity for West Virginia State to talk a little bit to your listeners about this new collaboration and what it means for us, what it means for Montclair String Quartet. I'm sure you and your listeners no doubt are aware that the Montclair String Quartet was the resident quartet with the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra for, 25 years.
Wow.
And due to some restructuring this summer, unfortunately, what we found was that the Montclair String Quartet was a freelance quartet, in essence.
Yes.
So it occurred to me that there was a remarkable opportunity here, and at the same time, it seems as though all the stars started to align, to make this happen. There were a good number of people with whom I came into contact out in the community who had either supported Montclair in the past or who were interested in doing so in the future, and to be able to continue quality chamber music in West Virginia in general, and the Kanawha Valley and Charleston in particular. Mm-hmm. And those folks stepped forward at a time when it was really necessary to be able to put together the funding to provide, through West Virginia State University, an artistic, an academic, and a cultural home for this quartet, a place for them to call home. And so as was said earlier, we're having our first concert tonight. We're very excited about that possibility.
Great.
And we would really like for the community to come out in force and hear this concert.
Yeah, and how many concerts are you all hosting this year?
We'll be doing, in addition to the UC series that is through the symphony, we'll be doing four concerts throughout the year. But there are a lot of other things that the quartet's going to be doing. If I have a moment, I can touch base on
that. Yeah, please tell us.
As you know, as I said a minute ago, the stars started to align. West Virginia State University also is opening now, with this semester, a new Bachelor of Fine Arts in Music Performance program, offering an opportunity to study performance to students, particularly in the Kanawha Valley. So the opportunity to have Montclair on campus as artists in residence to enhance this program, it's just amazing. The players are also performing as principals in our new chamber orchestra, and that body will debut in concert in December. We'll be performing the Schubert Overture in D in the Italian style, a couple of movements from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, and then we're going to present a world premiere of a piano concerto by a local composer you may know, a fellow by the name of Jackfort.
Oh, hey, I don't know that guy. Who's that guy?
Yeah. Well, we're very excited about the possibilities. Montclair will continue to outreach into the community on behalf of West Virginia State now. They'll be doing educational programs. They'll be performing on campus. So they're going to be a busy quartet, but ultimately, our goal and our vision for this quartet at West Virginia State is that we are going to, as I said, provide the academic home, the artistic home, and stand clear and allow these folks to do what it is that they do best, and that's just make beautiful music and really be the flagship ensemble for chamber music in the Kanawha Valley.
Yeah, it's great that this partnership happened, and at a great time to really bring back this the Montclair. Because I know, symphonies have been having a bit of struggles, but it's really great to keep this alive and keep this music going.
Yes, and I'd like to, again, on behalf of the quartet, say great thanks to Dr. Woodard. He certainly pulled the strings, and we were approached in spring, and gosh, by summer, things were really lining up, and it is great. We're all excited about this new home.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everybody who supported us in the time of change, and I would like to personally thank everybody who helped us to make this happen. It means world to us, and it's actually saved us for the entire state of West Virginia, because we were strongly considering moving away.
That would have been a tragic circumstance for the Valley, for chamber music, for the symphony.
Right.
But, in addition to what Anton just said, I too would like to put out my thanks to those folks, most importantly, who supported this effort. But also, I think it's important that we give a bit of a shout-out, as it were, to the administration of West Virginia State University, who was on board with this project from day one, and very supportive, was very helpful in putting all the pieces together to make this happen. So from President Hemphill through the Provost, Kumara Jayasurya, Everyone was very supportive of this project. It is an ongoing project. It's an ongoing struggle to maintain, and I would encourage anyone in the musical community, in the artistic community, those who appreciate great chamber music, if there is some possibility of helping with continuing this program, I encourage you to contact me in my office, and I would love to have a conversation with anyone who's interested in supporting this cause.
Right, and you can support them by going to see them tonight. And Bernard, where can they see them?
That's right.
Where can they see you?
They can see all of us at West Virginia State University.
In Davis Fine Arts,
Building.
Yeah, Davis Fine Arts Building.
That's tonight at 7:30 p.m.
I believe it's free attendance.
It is free. All of the performances that we provide at West Virginia State will be free and open to the public. We would just like the opportunity to get chamber music out there to the masses. So please come, bring grandma, bring grandpa, bring everybody you can bring, and come and enjoy this concert and the ones in the future. I would add that these musicians will also perform on campus as part of the West Virginia Symphony when they present their on-campus concert on September 24th,
right,
Thursday evening. So I encourage you to contact my office to get tickets. Those tickets are free also, but we do ask folks to get tickets for that concert so that we don't overbook our hall.
Right.
So, but we encourage you to come and hear this group in whatever capacity it plays on the campus.
These are all principal players of their respective sections within the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra. And two that couldn't be here are Christian Fatou, second violin, and Andrea Di Gregorio, who is principal cello with the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra. And these will round out a very fine quartet. And the wife of Christian Fatou, Victoria Fatou, will be joining them on piano. And that's all tonight. One more piece that they're playing is the Dmitri Shostakovich piano. The one we have queued up is, well, they're also playing the Dmitri Shostakovich, I should say, but they're also playing the Antonin Dvorak Piano Quintet No. 2 in A Major, Opus 81. Do you have any thing you want to talk about on this piece?
It's a gorgeous piece. I love it, and I encourage everyone to come and listen to this. You will love it as much as I do.
Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have the third movement here queued up, so let's give everybody a quick listen. Thank you. That was Antonín Dvořák's Piano Quintet No. 2 in A Major, Opus 81. That was the third movement. We have half of the Montclair String Quartet in studio with us, as well as Scott Woodard talking about their concert tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Davis Fine Arts Building. And then they also are playing on Sunday, September 6th at 3 p.m. at the Irma Bird Gallery at the UC campus. Scott, do you had a little bit else you wanted to discuss real quick?
I did. I wanted to let you and your listening community know that particularly those in the educational community, those string teachers out there in the outlying counties and in Kanawha County as well, that the quartet is available to make trips out to the schools and present for string students, for orchestral students. And we're also making available the opportunity for those schools to come to our campus and hear the quartet in its home. And get a chance to see our campus. So I would encourage any string teacher or any orchestra director out there who has an interest in having Montclair come to visit or coming to visit us to please contact my office. And that contact information I can share with you now or I can share with you after the program. Matt, I'm not sure which you would prefer.
Go ahead, share.
Okay, you can reach my office at area code 304-766-3196, or you can reach me by email at swoodar1@wvstateu.edu. And on a connected note there, I would also like to just back up and say one more word about our new chamber orchestra that we formed. That, as I said, the Montclair are serving as the principal players. Mm-hmm. And this is a university/community orchestra. So again, I would reach out to those string teachers, those players who are playing in other college orchestras, in high school orchestras, folks who have played all their lives and are looking for someplace to play. We rehearse on Tuesday evenings from 7 to 9, and I invite anyone in the community who plays an orchestral appropriate instrument to come and be part of our program and set in with the Montclair String Quartet and enjoy as we prepare for this concert in December.
Yeah, what a great learning experience, and what a great experience it would be to just sit beside the Montclair and play with them. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Any last things?
I think that covers everything for me. How about you, fellas?
Yeah. We would be glad to come back here later for our second recital in mm-hmm. January.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll do another. We'll have you all on air again, of course. But, yeah, it was great to have you, Bernard DiGregorio and Anton Shelipov, as well as Scott Woodard, joining me today. And go see them tonight, 7:30 p.m., Davis Fine Arts Building at West Virginia State University.